quit it. What's going on? Ryan Woods, Into the Woods podcast. Welcome aboard, October 24th, a week away from Halloween. What are you going to be for Halloween? What are you going to be for Halloween? You know, it's not my problem with Halloween. It's my problem with scary movies and people that are really into scary movies. When I watch a movie, I want to enjoy it. I want to feel something that isn't fear. Probably because I walk around with a ton of it all day, every day. So you people that are really into scary movies weird me out. And you know I don't kink shame, but you people are probably freaks. Okay? Enough with the scary. Oh, I love watching people get gored to death. Like I just saw Saw 10 came out. We've been over this. And if I was in Saw, and that little freak Jigsaw, or whatever the hell his name is, it was me and someone else, and I'm like, there's an ice pick in the middle of the room. And only one of you gets to leave alive. And you have to fight to the death with one ice pick? Guess what I'm not doing? Fighting to death. Kill me. You have to gouge your eyes out or you're going to get stabbed 55 times. Okay, stab me. That's it. See ya. I'm not doing it. So, Ryan, why are you so upset? Nobody's forcing you to watch the scary movies, all right? Okay. I'm sorry. I got a little out of hand there. All right, it's October 24th, Tuesday. How are you? How have you been enjoying your month of October? Huh? It has all been going well for you? As I take a little sip of my Celsius Live Fit. I bought these on Amazon today. Dude, you can get anything on Amazon. I know a lot of people hate big business and they're like, oh, Amazon's so bad and all this stuff. Not me. I'm all for it. I wanted these little Celsius drinks because I'm a caffeine addict. There is a drug I'm addicted to. It's caffeine. But I wanted these this morning. And I was like, you know what? I want these. I want some energy drink. I'm going to try these. So I got the variety pack. Guess what? Showed up 3 hours later. Perfect. It's called capitalism. How could you hate capitalism when you can just have shit show up at your door 3 hours after you buy it online? I could have drove to the store, but I didn't have time. I was working. Nothing better than Amazon. So, yeah, what's going on? People got really mad at me for stuff last week. You know, people got really upset. I posted a clip, as I do, on YouTube. A little YouTube short. I posted how I didn't want to pay my student loan back because I get gouged. And it's not about... This is the thing with student loans. It's not about the student loan, okay? It's not. Honestly. It's not about the student loan. It's not about the amount of money. It's that they can charge you whatever. In like the greatest country in the world, allegedly, if you say, like the funniest shit about America and the funniest shit about the United States is that the moment you say like, hey, we can make this better for some people, like, hey, maybe colleges shouldn't hire a bunch of administrators to keep pretending that they're some nonprofit business. And then these book companies can charge you $400 for a book because it's the 9th edition and the 8th edition was last year's. And I know people are going to say, oh, Ryan, buy a used book. I can't buy a used book because they come out with a new book every year so they can continue to charge you $400 to get it. And then you have to pay that on top of an overcharged tuition fee because what's your other option? If you want to get a higher education in this country, you have to go to get to college, right? So if I want to go to college, it shouldn't put me in debt for the rest of my life. And the moment you say, hey, I want to get a higher education in the greatest country in the world, and I don't want to be in debt for the rest of my life, you know what people call you? A pussy. They call you mean names. They call you libtard. They call you bud and pal. And when somebody calls me buddy, right? You want to call me buddy, that's fine. You call me buddy, I'm going to take my shirt off. With one arm. You know how they do it? I'm going to take my shirt off with one arm. And I'm going to do this thing. And we're going to fight. Okay? I'm going to do this thing with my chest. I'm going to intimidate you. You know how like a king cobra opens up his neck there? Well, I'm going to go like this. And we're going to find out. Okay? We're going to find out who the libtard is. Because just think about what I'm saying. In the moment you're like, hey, man, I don't want to be in debt for 50 years to the government because I went to college for 4 years. Everyone's like, pay it back. You better pay that back. Oh, man, I broke my ankle and I got to go to the doctor. Man, and then they saddle you. They're like, here's a bill. Why is it $35,000? I thought I had insurance. You do, but hey, the way things work out here, we had to put all these extra things on there. Yeah, broken ankle's the top line, but if you read down the next seven lines, you're gonna have to pay us $20,000 more. Oh man, I wish this was free. Shut up. Shut up and be in debt for the rest of your life. Yeah. Oh man, you want something to be easier for people? Well, it sounds like you're a communist. Isn't that the funniest shit? Hey, I really think that we can make college a little cheaper for people and we can just have that be the way things are. No. Communism. Why is it that tax breaks for big business is considered democratic and capitalistic and free economy and all that? But if I say, hey, I don't want to pay a minimum payment, you know, for the next 50 years, because I went to college for five in my case. You know, look, we all work at our own pace. I'm considered a communist loser pussy boy. Is that okay with everybody? Like, can I maybe not be charged so much money? Is that okay? Because the funniest thing about posting it on YouTube and then the smartest people in the world comment on your YouTube videos, I posted about how like the Gerald R. Ford was like a ship that cost so much. And I was like, there goes my student loans. And some guy was like, Gerald R. Ford's been in operation since 2007. Yeah, buddy. Okay. First of all, I'm fucking joking. Kinda. And two, student loans have been around longer than 2007. Bozo. Fucking dork. Got local elections coming up. Got fucking local elections coming up. Awesome topics on the ballot this year, too. I think this year on the local ballot around here in Ohio, I think we have abortion and weed. Two totally not controversial topics that I'm sure will spark really healthy debate. I'm sure that'll go really well. I'm sure people are having a lot of fun conversations about those. And I'm sure Thanksgiving will be very, very cordial. You know, I gotta be honest, and I know this might be unpopular. I know it's unpopular because a lot of you drug addicts are gonna come after me. I'm voting against weed because it smells bad. Yeah, I said it. I'm not a weed guy. It smells bad. I don't know. I went to Canada recently. It smelled horrible. I don't like it. I just don't like it. I don't know. What do you want me to say? Weed smells bad. Case in point, I'm voting against it. It's called freedom. People died for that right, for me to care about what shit smells like, pal. As I drink my watermelon Celsius, sparkling watermelon Celsius. Pinkies up. It isn't that I don't want to pay my student loan back. It's that I fucking don't want to be charged. Like, think about the premise of school. I was 18, and they're like, yeah, this is going to cost you. I went to the funniest part about people getting mad at me for not wanting to pay my student loan back is I went to community college. I did the shit you're telling me to do. I took the cheapest route. Okay? I took the cheapest route. And it still saddled me. It's like $7,500 bucks every 3 months. Why? And on top of the tuition being like, it cost me $7,500. I remember that. And it was like, hey, $7,500 bucks. And then you have to buy these books that we're going to use barely. And Lord knows I'm not touching that book after week two. I'll figure it out. And that's on me. But like, why the hell does it have to cost me $250? I remember I had to pay $575 for a book. I will never forget having to pay $575 for a book at the bookstore. Ryan, why didn't you go on Chegg? I did. They didn't have it. And I didn't even get a book. I got a bunch of loose leaf paper that I had to put in a binder. Do you understand? I had to pay $575. It's not about student loans. No, it's not about student loans. It's the fact that there's no regulatory body in the greatest country in the world that says, hey, here's a bunch of loose leaf paper. It's going to cost you $575 for this loose leaf paper that you're going to have to put in your own binder if you want to keep it all together. And we'll buy it back from you in 3 months for $25.32. Thank you. If they'll even buy it back at all. That's what I'm mad about. I'm mad that these colleges just hire a shit ton of administrators to continuously hide the money. They're basically money laundering by keep hiring administrators, special advisors, so on, so on, so on. Look, it's the same thing that happened with the NCAA. Imagine if the NCAA, they've had the money to pay, and these schools have had the money to pay the college athletes, and they still don't have to, but they've had the money to pay them forever, and then they just keep hiring coaches, assistants, you know, grad assistants, administrators in the school office. They'll make anybody an administrator. Like, you want a $100,000 salary? We need to get rid of this. Hey, take it. You want a $300,000 salary? You need it. Oh, here's a $2 million donation to some, you know, super PAC for some government official. Ryan, why are you so worked up about it? Does it even matter? No. No, because you're going to have to pay it back. Because, look, pal, we're at war again. And there's nothing this country does like war. Okay? Yeah, sure. Sure. I mean, the funniest part about America, the funniest thing about America is we could have all the problems in the world. Like, you could be like, hey, what about, you know, people are getting shot at grocery stores. Stop. Stop talking about it. You want to take your guns? I'm like, no, I just think, can we figure out a... I'm like, no. Okay, well, what about the fact that if you break a bone, you're going to owe a lot of money? Yeah, so, I mean, do you want to wait in a waiting room for 2 weeks in those other countries that have free healthcare? I don't know if they're waiting for 2 weeks, but you're right. We should not do anything about it. Oh, hey, student loans. I mean, do people really need to be, do we maybe think we should regulate, like, these institutions and maybe make them charge less so we don't have to pay back as much and people aren't in debt for a four-year degree for the next 60 years? No, you communist. Okay, we'll just do nothing. But hey, let's go to war. Do you understand, like, how much I thought about, like, just joining the military to get free college? There was, like, a real part of me that was like, you know what I should do? I should just join the Coast Guard. Does every guy have that thought? Does every guy have the thought of, like, hey, what if I just join the fucking military? You know? I would quit the military, by the way. Or I would quit it soon. I mean, I'd probably stick it out because I don't quit. I'd be too nervous to, like, tell them I don't want to do it anymore. I'd be too nervous to go in there and be like, hey, yeah, it's just not working out. Like, a week into boot camp, I'd be like, dude, fuck, my knees are sore. My back, you know, the bed is too hard. You know, I have a sleep number at home. My number's 50. You think we can work something out? It's like right the perfect, you know, like the porridge with the three little bears or whatever. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here, Private Woods. I'd be like, all right, fuck. Fine. You want me to get the fuck out of here? I'll get the fuck out of here. Can I just not pay back my student loan? You don't realize what is a controversial opinion you have until you put it out there and people get mad at you for it. And you know what else is a controversial opinion? The Cleveland Browns are good at football. Their quarterback is not good at football. But the Cleveland Browns, they're good at football. And those are words I never thought I'd say on this podcast. Except for that time they went to the playoffs. For a week in January, I felt so good. Here we are, 4-2, Cleveland Browns. How about that? Huh? How about it? What are they going to say when the Browns are 4-2? Why not us? Sure, the quarterback we counted on isn't really that good right now, or probably ever again. And sure, it feels a little fluky right now. But I'll take fluky. I'll take fluky all the way to the Super Bowl if we can. You know what I mean? Why not us? It's happened to other teams. Nick Foles beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. You don't think I can... Why can't I fluke my way into one, you know? Why can't I fluke my way into one? Why can't I just enjoy football? I'll be honest with you, man. Like, Is there anybody worse in the world than someone who thinks like sports are fake or fixed? Don't you hate that when you're talking sports to somebody and like, dude, it's fixed. I mean, the NBA, I'll be with you on that one, just because they can fight, like the refs can control that game so quickly. And what I don't agree with in football is that the refs miss calls throughout the whole game. It's just, I think that the talent level is so close. Like, the talent level in college, we've been over this. The talent level, the best team in college is here, and the worst team in college is here. And the best team in the pros is here, and the worst team in the pros is like here. And that's the difference, is there's less margin for error. So any given Sunday, you know what I mean, folks? Any given Sunday, let me put a little bowler hat on and big trench coat and go out and coach the goddamn Green Bay Packers. Do I really think the Cleveland Browns are good? No. But are they winning? Yes. And who am I to complain about wins after all the years I spent? I don't think people understand. Like, when the Browns are 4-2 in 6 weeks. They played 6 games, 7 weeks. 4-2. Do you understand that there was a 3-year stretch where the Cleveland Browns were 4-44? So I'm just not going to complain about winning or how they win. I'm just happy to see wins. Do you understand? In what they've done in 6 weeks, took them 48 before. 48 weeks. You could have a baby, and then that thing could be like a little bit mobile, I think. I don't know what the term is on babies and when they start getting a little bit frisky at home. 8 weeks sounds about right, right? I mean, let's speed this process up. You ever go like see a baby when it's like first born and you're like, wow, that's cool. Like it's here. That's cool. The novelty kind of wears off because it's not your kids. So you're kind of like, all right, well, here's your fucking shitting and crying baby. There you go. And then like you go back to see that baby like 6 months later, maybe at a holiday, and you're like, oh, look. And you're holding it again. You're like, okay, we did this 6 months ago. When's it going to like do a little ditty for me or something? And the parents are like, oh, it's coming along nicely, you know. He's doing this with his hand. He's grabbing at stuff. It's like, all right, well, fucking look at me. I can snap and I can move my hands like this. Ooh. Nobody ever claps for me anymore. Everyone just is like, he's on the spectrum. And then I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, everyone's just like, oh, yeah, we're not sure. You know, my parents were a little too embarrassed to take me in for the test. Because when I was coming up, okay, the name wasn't, there was no spectrum when I was growing up. Spectrum is a new 15 years old thing. Like when I missed that. Because when I was growing up, there was just levels of classes in public school. There was the smart kid class and everyone knew what that was. There was the middle rung class. That's where I was. And there was that like low class where the troublemakers were. Me, I was just kind of there for the ride. And they're like, yeah, he's got some issues. You know, we catch him staring out the window. He'll like point at a squirrel. I'll be like, whoa. And we'll be like, hey, Ryan, come here. We started making him play an instrument. Do do do. Did you guys ever play a fucking instrument in school? I was chewing gum one time in band class. And I was on percussion at this point. I had a wild ride of instruments. I was never very good at them, but I played the trumpet in 5th and 6th grade. 7th grade, I rocked the tuba, mainly because the school provided it. And I didn't have to bring it home. Isn't that awesome? And then the 8th grade year, we got a girl that also played the tuba, and she was fucking good at it. So you know what I did? Instead of challenging her and getting on my Mamba mentality, I just quit and just went and did percussion because he needed another percussionist. And there I was doing the xylophone, chewing gum, and my band teacher stops. He goes, hey, and he's tapping that fucking stupid thing. And he goes, hey, spit the gum out. I'm like, what? He's like, you're chewing gum? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, why? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, it's messing with your rhythm. I'm like, my rhythm's off? Dude, I don't even have rhythm. I'm just banging I'm trying to read and hit at the same time here. You think I got rhythm? What the fuck? Then there was a guy that was playing the clarinet. And I think we all kind of knew. You know what I mean? And now he is, if you know what I mean. Yeah. 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 What else is going on? Browns are good, man. Browns are good at football. I don't know what you want me to say. A lot of sports are going on. Hockey's back. NBA is back. This is like the best time of year. October baseball. The Phillies are back. Phillies. Diamondbacks are in the game. Little closeout game tonight. Who wins? I think there's also a game 7 between the Rangers and Astros. Are we going to see George W. Bush there? I don't know. This is a good football. This is a good time for football. I love football. Dana actually said something funny to me. She's like, you know, she says a lot of things that are funny. My fucking roommate, Dana. She's like talking about how, you know what I like about you? You know, you don't spend the whole Sunday watching football. I'm like, bitch, if I fucking could. In my head, I'm thinking, because I didn't say bitch, you know what I mean? Because if I said bitch, you know what I mean? The whole Key and Peele sketch. But I was like, bitch, if I could, fuck, if you would just leave me the fuck alone. So you have to throw in like a chore, fellas. Here's the key. Fellas, if you want to watch football all day, but you want your woman, you want your woman to not get on your back about it, you want your roommate, that also might be your girlfriend and or fiance and or wife, to get off your back, here's how you do it. While football's on, start doing a chore. But like, you're in sight of the TV, but do that chore, like clean something up, organize something, you know. If there's like a room that needs organizements near the TV, or hell, even put the football game on your phone while you're doing the small little chore, because they'll remember that. And they'll be like, wow, he's not addicted to the TV. A lot of people don't think about it. That's the move. Like, tonight's Monday Night Football, right? And the way I'm going to get Dana to think I don't care too much about football is I'm going to paint the hallway that I had to get done. I'm going to prime it, no big deal. And I'm going to put the computer at the top of the stairs so I can watch, you know what I mean? But I'm also getting something done. I mean, it's my greatest idea ever. It's one of my greatest achievements as a human being, is to come up with ideas like this. That's why you guys tune in this podcast, for ideas like this. Another thing, lastly, but not leastly, what is up with, I really haven't been paying attention, because I know I might be a week late on this, but like, what's the deal with Jada Pinkett? I did the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith thing before on an Instagram video where I said, why do we want this to happen? Why do we keep doing this? She's basically emasculating Will Smith. And then she was doing this years ago. Just like, oh yeah, I stepped out on him. I'm letting other guys just plow the shit out of me, you know. And then 2 years later, after I post that video, he's up there smacking Chris Rock. Like, what the fuck is that all about? And now she's still doing it. She's like, yeah, Tupac proposed to me in jail. Tupac wanted me so bad. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, why do we allow Will Smith, who I think, I'm not absolving Will Smith. I'm not on Will Smith's side here. I'm just asking, like, why do we allow him to be so, like, maybe it's the final movement of the feminist movement. That's all I'm saying. Maybe that's it. I know I'm going to forget something that I wanted to talk about, because I always do, you know? I know I have it in my notes app, but I don't even want to look. Ryan, why don't you go look? We got plenty of time. All right. I put Francis Sweeney, because we went to a haunted brewery tour at Great Lakes Brewing Company. Shout out. We went there, drank a bunch of beer, Christmas ale, of course. A little early, but it was cold out, so it worked out. Christmas ale goes hard this year. If you're not a fan of the Christmas ale from Great Lakes Brewing Company, I'm not a fan of you, pal. It's too many spices. Okay, it sounds like you're a white guy who's complaining about too much seasoning on the chicken. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, folks? A little dab action. Anyways, we're out there and we're watching these ghost hunter things. And I don't know how real it is, but I just know we were in the basement of the Great Lakes Brewing Company. And the woman was standing there with the dowel rods or whatever. And she was holding them. And every time she asked a question, somebody walked over, apparently, She's like, "Who's is anybody with us right now?" And those things just started bleep, crossing. Now, who knows if she was doing it? Who knows if she was messing with it? But I'll be honest, 2-3 drinks in, when I saw those rods go like this, I was kind of like, "Where's he at?" You know what I mean? I'm like, "Who's there?" She's like, "Sometimes we can hear people running up and down the stairs." And I'm like, "Look at," she's like, "Point to the stairs." And I'm looking at him like, "Those stairs right there?" And I'm like, looking, and I'm stupid too. And she's like, "Back in the back corner, sometimes there's a ghost over there." And I'm just like, that back corner where? And she's standing there with the rods, and she's just going, "Is anybody with us?" And they cross. And I'm like, "Oh my fucking God, somebody's here right now." You know, I watch a lot of that Ghost Hunter show, like the Taps Ghost Hunters. And then she was all like, "Is it Marty?" And then the things cross. I'm like, "Fucking Marty's here." And they're like, she's like, "Does anyone have any questions for Marty?" Somebody goes, "What's Marty's favorite beer?" And somebody says, like, whatever it is, like the Edmund Fitzgerald, you know, the shipwreck. And it's just like, whoa, he fucking loves Edmund. I don't know if it's real, but it fucking freaked me out. Okay, I was like, this gets me going. I love this shit. I think that'll do it, huh? I think that'll do it. Looks like we will be back next week, Halloween Eve. I'll be recording. It'll drop on Halloween. Spooky, huh? A little spooky podcast for the people. So, enjoy your week. Get in all your fall festivities now, folks. I went to the pumpkin patch this weekend. Kind of goes hard. Can't lie. Get a little warm cider. Ugh. Follow me on all links below. Email me, ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. Talk to you next week. Love you.